So I get a lot of questions about what you should be focusing on when you are flow dreaming, when you're manifesting, when you're trying to put together the future you. So I thought I'd take a little bonus episode here to help you understand where maybe you should put your attention first, especially when, well, there's a lot going on around us. But where do you put your attention first? And specifically, what are some of the flow dreams and audios that I've created over my lifetime that will help you? Which ones do I recommend and which are my favorites? Stay tuned. Flow
dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
All right, episode number 633, your Flow Dreaming Library. Actually, it's your Flow Dreaming Library Revisited, because I think I did a similar topic years and years ago. And I was trying to answer these questions that I get a lot, understandably, which is, there is so much I could be focusing on. What should I focus on? Like, what are your personal favorites? Or which ones do you recommend? In fact, I get emails every day asking, hey, what would you use for this? And what would you use for that? So that is what I have in mind today in this short episode where I just cover a few of my favorites. Let's begin. The first thing that's going on is absolute relevant to right now. And that is that we are all kind of rebalancing our lives right now. And we are figuring out where we're going to go in the future, financially, economically, how we will pivot and reorient ourselves, or maybe finding this as a moment in our life where we get to change direction, a moment that we've wanted. We're also, in some cases, trying to take care of our health, really shore it up, really give our bodies, boy, whatever resources they have or need, and just help them, or help people that we love who are also trying to do the same thing. So the first thing I'm going to suggest for you is, if you've got something hot on the table, this is where you put your energy now. Because the chance is you're already putting your focus and your emotion in this area. And you've probably been heaping a bunch of lack and scarcity thinking and all kinds of stuff onto it. So work with this one first, because what you're trying to do is counterbalance or counteract some of the not so awesome thoughts that have been going through. So to that end, my recommendations, I wish I had a drum roll, my recommendations would be, one, I put together the four-week cash flow recovery and renewal. It's going to be a live program that we do together each week, but it also has lots and lots of materials. And if you're someone who already purchased an older version of Money Flow, the one we did 3 years ago, I will have a different version available for you so that you can still participate. And a lot of it will be new and more relevant to what we're doing now. So now would be the time to take your old materials and re-engage with these new ones. And if you're brand new to it, then you're just going to get the main big package. So that's coming up. And I think that is really, really important. And I'd highly recommend it. Also recommend, of course, you've been hearing me talk about this for the last month, the Powerful Immunity and Protection Meditation Playlist. This is another playlist that is absolutely relevant right now for keeping you feeling supported, safe, protected, strong, energetically strong, emotionally strong, helping support your body with its own inner wisdom. So I highly recommend that playlist. And by the way, all of these things are at flowdreaming.com. And in some cases, you can find them in the app. You can't find the Money Flow program in the app because that's something that you have to find through the desktop, through the website, because it's more of a program, right? I'm going to be there with you. It's not just an app thing. The rest of them can be found in both places. So the next thing I wanted to suggest for you is everybody who's new to flow dreaming. And if you're new and you've just been listening to the last few episodes, you think, I don't even get how this is about consciousness. It's true. I've been going off in other directions, really talking about what's happening right now in our lives and ways that we can refocus our energy and ourselves. So if you go back a little further, though, in the library, what you'll find is that I'm often talking about the actual technique of flow dreaming. Flow dreaming is not meditation. It is not hypnosis. It's not creative visualization. It's a really powerful method that incorporates guided daydreaming, flow energy, and deep, strong emotion. The purpose of it is to shift who you are energetically from the inside and also externally, physically, on the outside. So when you're starting to learn, a question I get a lot is, what do I start with? Like, what do I do first? Well, everybody, if you guys don't have the How to Flow Dream introductory kit, go get it. It's free. It's on my website. As soon as you sign up to get the kit, you'll get onto my mailing list, and then I'll follow up with some more good resources for you. So get that kit. But then after you're done with the kit, and it comes with a free flow dream, by the way, called Positive Flow, you begin practicing with it. Then what? What's next? Well, this is where I'd say, all right, if you're ready for the next step, I also made it very inexpensive and kind of just walking you in, right? And this is a great time, frankly, right now for us all to start some new habits and ways of thinking and being and, you know, some new daily routines. I know I sure have. I've started my home exercise program again. So it's a great time to start a flow dreaming routine, something for your mind and your emotions that you do every day. So with that, I'm going to recommend that you look up the Perfect Beginner's Set. You'll find that also at Flow Dreaming and in the app, Perfect Beginner's Set. So what I put in this set is my book. First of all, Flow Dreaming, the original book, the one that came out, 15 years ago or so, it is completely redone now. It's been, I've updated things. It's a new second edition, has a brand new cover. So if you see that, you'll say, oh yes, I see the new cover too. That's the one with the blue sparkly cover. It comes with that book. It's a short, quick read. It really, really helps you understand and explain what you're doing. And it gives you some kind of interesting, you know, sciencey background around it all. Now, in addition to that, the beginner set is also going to come with a flow dream called Pure Flow. Pure Flow. Pure Flow is a lot like Positive Flow. It's, I guess you could say, a kind of variation on it. And it's meant to get you into the state of just releasing, letting go, and feeling it and experiencing it, just being in it. So I really, really recommend that if you're new, that you do check out the beginner's set. And if you have any trouble, do what I'm doing right now. If you hear me tapping in the background, I'm actually using the search function in my store, which is helping me kind of keep an eye on all the things that I'm recommending. So that's how you find it. The last thing that's in a beginner set, of course, is Good Morning, Great Day. And that is a morning flow dream that you can begin each and every day with. This is a core set. It'll just totally get you going. Okay, next thing. There is a group of flow dreams I put together called Essential Flow Dreams Best Of Playlist. Honestly, I thought that this one would get a lot more interest over the years, but it hasn't, because I think I maybe didn't name it an exciting enough title. I thought essential would like get it across. This is essential for you. But the reason I chose the ones in it is because I felt like over the years, all the people that I have worked with and helped, like, what is it that we've needed the most direction around, change around? And so when I put together the Essential Flow Dream set, I realized people have trouble taking action. They have trouble trusting themselves to know that they can take a step and it will be a good step, and life and flow is supporting you in that step. So this playlist, it contains action, action. But then the next question people have is, but I don't know what to do. Sure, I'll do it, but what? That's why I added crystal clarity to this playlist. So now you can get clear on what you should be doing, and then you feel the motivation, the energy, and the trust to actually do it. On top of that, I put in two others that I love. One is emotional ecstasy. And this one, for me, is kind of a toughie, because for those of us who've had trouble with loving ourselves, emotional ecstasy is like going straight to the top. I mean, you know, it's like, woof, you just feel amazing about yourself, you know, in love with yourself, just in awe of yourself. So it's one that I think is phenomenal. The first few times you listen, you might say to yourself, wow, I need to work up to this one. But for me, it's essential. It's core. Like, this is one you should try to work up to for sure. Then the last one in this playlist is the Yellow Brick Road of Yeses. This one is a longtime fan favorite. Yes, it's like the Yellow Brick Road. But in the Yellow Brick Road that you're going to go on with me, it's where everything is a yes for you. Everything just is, it opens up and says, yeah, you can have that. And sure, you can be that. And yes. Like, imagine if everything you wanted, the answer was yes, yes, yes. So yes is one of my magic phrases. I have a series of magic phrases that I kind of, you know, show to you over the years and over the episodes of this show. And the sense of yes energy is big. It's really important. And it can be cultivated. It is an emotion. And the Yellow Brick Road of Yeses helps you feel like what your life is like when everything is, well, yes, 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 right? Bring in situations where you're given things, you know, overturn all those no's that you've been feeling, or blocks, or being held back. All changed. Okay, next one. This is for those of you, by the way, since I mentioned love, I consider this to be another essential kind of core, you know, playlist to have in your library. Like, I'm imagining if you only had like 5 or 6 playlists, which would they be? So I would also put this one in, Deep Love, the 30-day program. So this one is a playlist, but it's got more pieces to it. There's actually a class there in it that I recorded called Beautiful as I Am, really helping you accept yourself, own yourself, adore yourself. I walk you through some techniques. We do it together. It also includes a whole lot of self-love-oriented flow dreams. Everything from accepting your body to accepting your choices, your past, to loving who you are, to loving the skills and abilities you've been blessed with, and appreciating yourself. And this is for all of us who have areas where we feel like, I'm not good at this, or I'm bad at this, or I'm a dummy over there, or I can't handle money, or I can't, right? This, the deep love is like, let's heal this. Like, let's not keep carrying this. Let's be done. Let's move into a state of pure love and self-forgiveness. So I highly, highly recommend that one. Moving along, because I could talk about any one of these for, you know, an hour a piece. In fact, I probably should do a themed episode around each one. That's a good idea. I should do that. The next one, though, is, I guess it follows on the heels of Deep Love 30-Day Program. It's called De-Stress and Detox Meditation Playlist. So you'll notice that a couple of these I've already recommended are meditation playlists. Powerful Immunity is a meditation one, as well as De-Stress and Detox. The reason I create them as meditation playlists, though As always, they're flow dream meditations, so they are going to be a little bit different. But I make them meditations because I would like you to be able to fall asleep to them. I would love for you to be able to just go to sleep, relax. And even when you don't have a lot of emotional energy, like we'd normally, you know, ask of you when you're flow dreaming, you know, for manifesting, co-creating, when you're falling asleep, you're letting these very rich and gorgeous positive affirmations just drench and drink into your subconscious, into all of you. And I think that's really powerful. It's a powerful kind of bookend kind of idea. The active meditations are for co-creating and making things. And then the meditations are for allowing things, receiving things, letting them go deep into your psyche and change you from that side. So that to me is why I love having both sets in my collection and why I recommend it to you. The next playlist is called Manifest My Ultimate Best Outcome Playlist. One more time. Manifest My Ultimate Best Outcome Playlist. Again, I probably misnamed this one because it never really took off the way I thought it would. But I think this one is extraordinary. It's just a really, really good playlist. And the reason is that, you know, over the years, and I've done so many, personal readings and sessions with you guys. And what I see over time is that a lot of the things you're asking for, I haven't really made a specific flow dream for. It's unique to you. So the Manifest My Ultimate Best Outcome playlist, what that does is it says, whatever you're creating, play this flow dream and it will help you and it will work for you. And forgive me if you do hear me clicking around here. It is because I have my website open and I'm looking inside each playlist to see exactly which ones are in it. So I probably should have had all of these open on my browser, but you'd still hear me clicking around. So anyway, to go back to what I was saying, when you have something that I've never created something specific for, and there's lots of them that have come up. You know, I haven't made one yet for people who are in lawsuits or people who are in the midst of a divorce or with specific health conditions, lots and lots of things. I say, well, use this one then. Do this one. Because what it says is whatever the best outcome is for you, the best thing that could be created, the best help that you could be getting, the most delightful and productive and, you know, thirst-quenching outcome you could have, that's what you want. And that's what we're making. So to that end, it contains Flow Dream Supercharged Manifesting. Now, Supercharged Manifesting is one that I feel is, it's almost like a weightlifting, emotional weightlifting. It actually helps you become better and stronger, more powerful in your ability to co-create and manifest. It gets you a deeper connection to source, to the universe. It gives you a deeper pool of emotion that you can draw from in a powerful, positive way, not a negative way. So if you work with supercharged manifesting every day, it's sort of like saying, not only am I getting really good at my particular, you know, let's say you're a dancer, not only are you getting good at dancing, but you're using this little, you know, preparatory stretching and strengthening and, you know, weightlifting with your legs, right? That would be like supercharged manifesting, giving you that extra oomph. So you've got more of it for anything else that you're doing with it. So really, really good one. It also has another flow dream called This or Better, Manifest Anything. Okay, here is another one of my magic phrases. I know you were wondering, like, I didn't know if I wanted to listen to this episode because you're only talking about your flow dreams in your shop, but packed in between all of these little bits is information that you should still be filing away about. Even if you never got one of these playlists, these are the things that you should be thinking about and the kinds of emotions and direction that you can personally be giving. Do you understand? Like I'm showing you the kinds of flow dreams that you can create depending on the situations you've got going on in your life. And by creating, I mean when you're going into this and doing it, you know, on your own. Sort of like meditating, right? You can get guided meditations, which are awesome, or you can just meditate on your own. Flow dreaming, same deal. So here we are, this or better, magic phrase. This or better means oftentimes we are trying to come up with the best outcome. And of course, our minds want to help us. So our minds say, this is the best outcome. This is what you want to have happen. Then we get fixed on that. Like, this is the best outcome. This better happen for me. This is what I want. Well, what happens if in the bigger picture, your greater self, higher you, life, universe, source, God, is thinking, no, actually, that's not what you want. Believe me, it's not what you think you want. You think it will solve everything, but it's not. I know this has happened to you because this has happened to me when I have asked for things before and gotten very focused on them and then realized only later, much later, ooh, no, I shouldn't have done that. That wasn't, This or better says, here's what I want, but, hey, whatever is actually the best result, that's what I really, really want. So you see, it allows you to still focus on the outcome that you want, but there's an opening there. You leave the door open. Hey, higher self, hey, God, let me know if there's something better, because I am very happy to let go of this other thing and take that instead. Really important, opens up the flexibility of your life and your future to give you more and faster chances to get where you want to go. And I say faster because oftentimes when we get stuck on just that one solution, we don't realize it, but we pick something that's very slow and that will take quite a while. And so we say, oh, it's not happening. It's been years. It's not happening. It's like, yeah, because what you're asking for really is not in alignment with you. And you keep trying to pull your life off track to get it. And your life keeps trying to pull you back. So you're kind of been stuck. But let's do this or better. And now that thing can just go, oh, well, we've been here trying to get in for a long time. Plunk. Here you go. Here it is. Last one. Super juicy gratitude. I can kind of tell you guys are liking this playlist a lot more now. You're like, manifest my ultimate best outcome. How come I don't have that one? Really, you should, right? You could tell how important I think it is for you. Super juicy gratitude. Oh, you know what? I love gratitude. And I know it became kind of a fad and, you know, like very like everybody was doing gratitude for a while. Gratitude as an emotion is one of the most healing and co-creational feelings that are out there. I mean, it is in the top pick of emotions that I tell my students to use. And the reason is when you're saying, I'm so grateful, you're in a state of positive acknowledgement for wonderful things in your life. What is this doing to your future? You're telling your future, I have a ton of great things. I'm so grateful for them. They're mine. I experience them. I am so happy. I'm so lucky. I'm so deserving. And they're already here for me. I'm not trying to reach for them or grab for things I don't have. I've already got this. Now that is a stellar manifesting message. That message says to your life and your future, woo, this person loves where they are, loves what they're having, so grateful, fully received it. In fact, they've so received it that they're actually thanking us for it, right? Which means that you've already got it. Powerful, powerful, powerful. You do super juicy gratitude on a morning when you wake up and you're depressed and upset. End of the flow dream, you're feeling like, oh my God, oh, I'm so lucky, and oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for my body and my life. Game changer, absolute game changer. Okay, finally, enough of that playlist, but if you like it, please think about it. I want to give you a few playlists now for income, because I know that that's another huge, huge area, and yes, I could actually pick playlist for every area, and I've tried to kind of be broad because, again, if you had a flow dreaming library and I could personally stock it and I didn't know you, I would say these are the ones. Like, these are the ones you should have. And then on top of that, you would want to get the ones that are more specific to the things that you're, you know, precisely working on, okay? So the ones that I want to put in here for income and finances, I'm kind of giving you two alternatives. You can do both, but because I'm not exactly sure, you know, what you need, I'm going to give you two that you can kind of think about. First one, Prosperity Challenge. I know a lot of you already have Prosperity Challenge because it's been out since like 2009 or something. Probably hands down the most popular, best-selling set of flow dreams ever. Yeah, I would say ever. Mm-hmm. In the whole place. So Prosperity Challenge is a 14-day program that helps you rework through your feelings about wealth and income. Now, since I created this, I have incorporated a bigger, badder version of Prosperity Challenge into my money flow, cash flow recovery and renewal package. The one that, yes, we're going to be doing together in May, and that you should see up on the website as well. So I would actually steer you toward that. But if you can't do that, then the Prosperity Challenge old style one is fabulous. I mean, it's fantastic. Just read through all of the comments online about it, and you'll see that a lot of people have gained so much value from it. So I don't want you to think of it as a step down. It's more just like, well, depending on how much you want to invest in your own money and cash flow, pick one, you know, either the Money Flow Program or Prosperity Challenge. Some of you who are entrepreneurs like me, I just have to give this one out to you and tell you about it, because I think that it is absolutely phenomenal. It is a phenomenal support set. It is a mindset. If I could get a hold of every coach out there who teaches business or prosperity and just say, would you please make sure that all of your students, you know, are aware of this? I mean, it's like it will supplement what you're doing. It will expand your own work with them. You know, it'll form a basis for your discussion with them. Just get it. It's called Thriving Wealthy Entrepreneur. Thriving Wealthy Entrepreneur, or Entrepreneur's Flow Book. Get it? Like a playbook, like Entrepreneur's Playbook. So Entrepreneur's Flow Book, Thriving Wealthy Entrepreneur. Now, I made this one for myself last year, because I was feeling like I was having to pull different flow dreams from all different areas to kind of get every area of my own company on track the way I wanted it to be. And I realized I need a flow dream so that I have the right staff and the right vendors and the right people that I, you know, get my materials and supplies from. I know it sounds like not a big deal, but if you've ever had staff, it's a really big deal, right? It's the character of your company. I felt like I needed a flow dream for getting a lot of customers and clients and audience and helping people learn about this. I felt like I needed a flow dream for amazing opportunities, like opportunities to be seen, to be found, to be featured, you know, to be put on a magazine cover, to be, asked to speak on someone's stage, to be featured in a special, you know, online series, etc. Like, we need opportunities like that if you have a brand or you have something, a shop, anything that you're growing. So I wrote out all the ones that we needed, and then I added a morning and an evening. So there are 7 different topics for your company. And if you work through one every day, and they're short, right? Like 10, 12 minutes. So I know we're super busy as entrepreneurs, right? And moms and everybody else. So you have these 7 areas that you're kind of working through and just developing, energetically developing, keeping online for when you need it. It's done. It's ready. Then there's a day and a night one. So there's one that you start your day with in the morning, and there's one that you end with in the evening. And the one you start with is, today's going to be amazing. I'm going to have some fantastic things happen at work and in my company, and what I'm making today, it's going to be amazing. End of the day is, today was great. Tomorrow will be even better. I am so grateful for all these wonderful things that happened. Tomorrow, here's what I would like to see set up for me, etc. So, I mean, this is like the complete package here. It's really good. That's what I'm telling you guys. So look for Entrepreneur's Flow Book, Thriving Wealthy Entrepreneur. And on that, also look up the Born to Make program. That's really, really great. Not quite a flow dreaming library, but it's because it's a monthly program where you kind of work with me and do stuff, low cost. But I should throw that in there. So that's it, you guys. That kind of wraps it. And yes, I have other spot favorites. Spot favorites being ones that just, you know, stick in my heart because I made them at some point in my life when I really needed them. And turns out a lot of you guys love them too. And, you know, little onesies and twosies, like I just made one called Every Day is My Birthday. Oh, I love that one. I mean, it's just so like, I'm blessed. I have gifts and life is just continually like seeing me and supporting me. That's a great one. Also, I love Super Inner Yumminess. It's another one of my favorite ones. Already mentioned the Yellow Brick Road of Yeses. You guys know that I love Beyond Fear. So there's a lot of smaller ones like that, but I was really looking for what are the core playlists that I just know if you started working with these, your life would shift and manifest, like things would just change for you. And what would that be? Just to get you going, the least expensive for the most bang for your buck, I guess is what I'm going for. With a few exceptions, a few of them are a little more involved, like the Deep Love Program, Prosperity Challenge, Thriving Wealthy Entrepreneur, etc. So anyway, I hope that helps. And I hope it's given you some ideas about other things that you can be creating for yourself right now. You can be co-creating and manifesting in your life. And these flow dreams, again, will help you do it. If you don't know what flow dreaming is, please, please, please go get the free kit. The free kit. It's on my website. It teaches you what this technique is. Super easy, guys. It's based on daydreaming. It's based on flow psychology, which is a real thing. It's a real deal. And also your emotion, right? That is your chi, your prana, your core self, right? So once you learn the process, now you can, it's like, God, it's like being a kid in a candy shop, you know? Like, you want all these candies. Which ones should you get first? Well, if I had to recommend 12 candies, these are the ones that they would be. So I'd love to hear your ideas. If you enjoyed today's episode or you have other ideas or questions about what should I use, you can either use the live chat that's on my website at flowdreaming.com or go to I Love Flow Dreaming. Facebook group. You have to ask to be invited in, but pretty much I'll let you in. Just give me a day or so if I haven't looked or my staff hasn't looked to let you in. But then you can ask more questions and, you know, if you're looking for something specific or you're just confused about which one should I start with, we're always here to answer. Always love helping you guys. The more you do this work for yourself, the better a human you become, frankly. I mean, you just become a better person. And the better a person you become, the healthier you become, the wiser you become, the more of a light and a leader to others, a leader in your family, leader at work, leader in your friend group, all because you're the one who's been willing to do the work on yourself. And you will earn the profits from that. So I feel blessed to be part of your journey as one of the tools that you are using for that. And with that, I'm going to bid you all adieu. I will see you all again for the next episode of Flow Dreaming. Until then, stay safe, stay well, and stay in a state of love. Here's a quick reminder about money flow, cash flow, recovery, and renewal. This program is launching in May, and I will be guiding you over the course of 4 weeks to shift your feelings about wealth. We'll be doing exercises together. We'll be doing live flow dreaming together via video. We will be practicing the flow dreams that are part of this package, including all of the worksheets that I'm also asking you to do. So how much time will this take? Maybe 15 minutes a day with about 1 hour a week. What's it worth to you? What do you want to get from this? Well, sky's the limit. We all know that we're going to be emerging into a new economic era. And the question is, who are you going to be there? How are you going to be encountering it? What is the energy that you're leading with? I want you rebounding and rebounding bigger and brighter and faster and stronger than anyone. And I want you entering a new field of work or career where you feel like, I'm so excited by this, that this is the best thing that, oddly enough, could have happened. Who knew? And if you're not intent on work, but you still need an economic recovery, please join as well. Because we're looking at all kinds of ways that the universe and ourselves, we support one another to have the cash flow and the security that we need. So I invite you to come join the program, sign up for the program. It is a combined program of live teaching and lots of flow dreams and materials. Again, it starts in May, and I would so love to see you there and help you have this jumpstart into your new life. To sign up, just visit flowdreaming.com, and you can search using the search box for money flow, or perhaps you'll see it right there on the homepage. And if you're listening to this in hindsight and it's past May, go check it out anyway. There's a good chance that I might have something else interesting and tantalizing that will also interest you. I'll see you all in money flow. Remember, flowdreaming.com.